I want to ask you some of these questions. As we go along, I want you to talk some about the place where you grew up and the building and things like that. I do want to ask you a couple of other questions. When you were growing up, what did you call your mother and father?
I called them Mama and Daddy.
Okay. And together you would have called them what? Your
parents.
Okay. Now, what would you have called your grandparents, your grandmother and grandfathers?
They were Grandpa and Grandma.
Okay, great. Now, I forgot to ask you about, you mentioned a son. Tell me about your offspring.
My children?
Yes.
I have two boys.
Okay.
Dick and Bill.
Okay.
They both live here in Walden at present.
My goodness. People just, y'all must really like it here, not to move
along. I think so. I believe we're here to stay.
I'd say so. Well, it must be a nice place to live.
It is. We just think it's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, after this long, it's really become, for your family, it's become...
See, I've had my great-grandparents and my grandparents and my folks and our generation. Then I have sons here and great-grandchildren here. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And we now have a great-great little granddaughter. She doesn't live here, but we've had great-grandchildren who still live here.
That is
so
really,
I think that makes about 7 generations.
You're probably one of the few people in all of Colorado because, when it was settled, it was just a lot of movement and people moving on further west and stuff. People just didn't stay in a particular area. I don't think I've run into anyone yet who has that many people. When, this is just an expression, in the old days, when they talked about bringing up their children, how would they have expressed that? Would they have talked about rearing their children, or would they use the word raised?
I think raised.
Okay. They would have talked about, I've raised my children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. And how about in the old days when a new baby was born, the people would always come in and say, oh, he resembles his mother or he resembles his father. Would they say?
They say he looks just like his dad.
Great. Now, you were born at Cowdery. Were you born in a house or were you born in a...
Yes, it was a log house. It's no longer there. There's another one in its place. And my mother always told me it was very similar to the one I was born in. But I never saw the one that I was born in. It was gone when I was just a child.
Now, why were you born there instead of at the ranch?
Well, they were not ranching at that time. I think my dad was freighting. They had freighters here in early days that hauled materials and groceries, everything from Laramie mostly. And I think they lived in Cowdery at the time. And he was freighting.
Okay. So they were living in this house.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, though, if you had to go to town, so your mother could be with a doctor or anything like that.
The doctor came from Walden. They had two doctors here in Walden at that time.
Okay.
And the doctor came down there, but okay. I was born in the house they lived in.
Okay. In the old days, did they ever have anyone besides a doctor who helped with the delivery? Did they have like a midwife?
Yes, quite a few places here. The doctor wasn't able to get there in time, and the midwife delivered the baby many times.
Oh, goodness. They were really incredible women, weren't
they?
To be able to do all of that. Nowadays, when people in Walden give birth to children, where do they go?
They go to Laramie, mostly.
All right, and then,
this doctor doesn't like to deliver babies here. He has, but would rather they be in a hospital.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So nowadays, mostly people go to...
Some of them go to Steamboat. Our granddaughter had a baby last fall, and she went Steamboat. Her baby was born in the hospital there.
Okay. And this just a pronunciation item. When two people are married, their relationship to each other is what?
Man and wife, I guess.
Okay. Is there another word you would use besides man ever?
Husband and wife.
Okay. And the opposite of man is what? Opposite of a man is a...
lady.
Okay, or a...
woman.
Okay.